It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Bickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we go behind the scenes in Wisconsin's sturgeon spearing season in today's edition of Curious Wisconsin. The season on Lake Winnebago opens this Saturday. We have an expert to explain how the tradition got started in Wisconsin.
Before we get to that, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism broke a story today about a new mining study that's going to be conducted in Wisconsin over the next 5 years.
Researchers will be looking at how former mining sites, especially things like sand mining sites, can be restored after the operations are closed down. Holly Dolliver joins us now. She's Associate Professor of Geology and Soil Science at UW River Falls. She's the lead scientist of this mine site reclamation project. Holly, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. Good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
Well, let's start with the basics here. What is mine site reclamation?
Well, the idea is that after we go through and mine an area, one of the key things that we need to consider is how we're going to reclaim that landscape and how we're going to restore it back to vegetation and some kind of end-use function that we want to be able to get at.
Is this something we've done in the past as much maybe as we should have, or is this something that's really getting bigger in the last decade or two?
You know, the reclamation is something that's been going on for a very long time, and we've had mine sites in Wisconsin, and we've done reclamation. We've restored the landscape. I think the thing that's different now is that we're talking about mining on a much larger scale. Especially with the frac sand mines, we have large areas and we have rapid growth in mining. So there's a new resurgence and a need to better understand that reclamation process.
Paint us a picture of an unreclaimed mine site versus one that proper reclamation has been done on. What's the difference?
Well, I think, you know, in the unreclaimed mine site, those are usually the sites that are being actively mined. And you would probably see piles and sort of what we would call spoil piles, where you would have the rock, the overburden that they were not interested in. You would see that piled up. The material would look very, you know, not very uniform. You'd have piles of material. And then after they go through and do the reclamation process, they put the soil back down on the landscape. That's usually stockpiled prior to mining. So they actually go back in and relay down that soil, and they try to do it very carefully layer by layer. And then the final step in that process is usually reestablishing some vegetation back to the landscape.
You mentioned that your study will deal a lot with frac sand mine sites. This is the sand that gets used elsewhere in the country for fracking of natural gas and oil. Is reclamation different for metallic mining, like, say, an iron mine, versus non-metallic, like, say, frac sand?
Well, some of the reclamation concepts are very similar. The difference is oftentimes in the mining practices and in the scale of mining. So when we think about some of the metallic mines, we think about large holes in the ground and you're digging sort of below the ground surface. In the case of the frac sand mines, we're actually mining upland areas. So geologically, the setting is a little bit different. So we're mining these upland areas. We're changing sort of the nature of the land surface there. So when we go back in and do reclamation, we have to kind of think about those things, that the landscape sort of had a different function to begin with. And often in the upland areas, we have thin soils, and that's one of the major things that we'll have to consider with our frac sand reclamation.
Seems like erosion might be a special problem that you'd have to deal with?
Yes. Erosion is always a problem where you have steep landscapes, and a lot of these upland areas do have steep components to it. So erosion is going to be something that we're going to have to consider and something that we're going to have to look at when we do the reestablishment.
This is, as I gather, a five-year study. How are you going to do it? How do you conduct a study like this?
Well, you know, the great thing about having 5 years is we get to really take a scientific look at the landscape over time. And one of our key things, we're going to start off our study this fall or this spring, and we really want to understand what soils and what the landscape is like prior to mining. And then we've got a mine that we're going to be working with, and they're just getting ready to reclaim a portion of an area that's already been mined out. So we'll actually be establishing some scientific instruments, going through that reclamation process, and then actually scientifically evaluating how does the vegetation reestablish? What species are successful? How are soil physical properties changed? Or what's happening to soil physical properties or biological properties or chemical properties? These are all things that we're going to evaluate in our study.
And what other kinds of things do you hope to discover once you have that basic information? What do we learn from that that we can put into practice and reclaim this former mining land?
Well, I think that's the great thing of doing scientific research is that we do hope that it's going to inform decisions in the future. I think, you know, one of the great things about our data set that we'll have is we'll understand the pre and post condition. So we'll sort of be able to have some target goals and benchmarks that we're going to want to achieve in the reclamation process. And hopefully we'll be able to understand how quickly we might be able to get to those points. Another big thing will be what type of vegetation is appropriate for the reestablishment process. Because of erosion, we might need to think about things that reestablish quickly. And then as the soil sort of matures over time, focus on sort of looking at trees or grasses or even agriculture, what things might be best suitable for those landscapes.
Will we have to wait 5 years to start putting things into practice, or do you think you'll learn things along the way that can inform mining locations as we go along?
I think we're going to be able to learn some things pretty quickly. I anticipate that after year one, we'll have some findings. We're also evaluating the soil component of it, how best to put that soil back down. We're looking at amendments to the soil that might help with that process, and I think we'll get some data about that pretty early on in the process, and hopefully as the 5 years goes on, we'll continue to refine our approach with types of amendments or types of procedures that we could use in reclamation to get the best end output when we're finished.
And now frac sand mining is controversial in parts of the state, and I imagine critics are maybe listening right now saying, okay, reclamation is all well and good, but is it ever really going to be what it was before the mine came along?
Well, I think that's one of the great things about our study is we will be looking at pre and post mining conditions. I don't have the answer to that until we start collecting data. But that is something that we're going to have to evaluate. And surely there are some long-term changes to the soil. And we hope that we'll be able to evaluate exactly what the magnitude of those changes are.
Do you think there's a sense of maybe missed opportunities in the past that we could have closer to restored natural lands if only we'd done these kind of studies years ago?
You know, and in fairness, there has been some studies on reclamation. There's been studies in the West, there's been a lot of, especially metallic mining that's happened in the Western U.S. I think the difference that we have here is we're in a different climate. It's a different type of mining that we're doing. And, you know, we're just at a point where we need to collect some data to better inform decisions.
Holly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
That's Holly Dolliver. She's Associate Professor of Geology and Soil Science at UW River Falls. She's the lead scientist of this mine site reclamation project.